Welcome back to the WRAM Ag Hour here on AM 1330, FM 95.7 WRAM. I'm joined with Gerald Meshangi. He is with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics. He's been working on a series with FarmDoc looking into interest rates and how it pertains to agriculture and farming. So I'm going to have you start off by telling us a little bit about the work and what are some of the things that you've been seeing while looking into interest rates with agriculture.
Yeah, sure. So I'll just start off by just talking about where we're at, given the current interest rate environment set by the Federal Reserve Bank. So obviously in March 2022, we saw the first rate hike. So during COVID, because of the pressures we're having on the economy, the Federal Reserve Bank had to cut interest rates, and they cut them to almost 0%. But there was another issue that was bubbling up too, and that was the supply chain shock too. So we started seeing inflation pick up, so prices were rising. And by the time we got to March 2022, the Fed started raising hikes. Now, this rate hike that we experienced from March 2022 to about July 2023, that is the fastest rate hike we've seen in the past 20 years, and we also got to interest rate levels that were pretty shockingly different to what we'd seen in the past too. So what the implications have been is that interest rates across the board had to rise. But the problem is that with interest rates, it takes a lot of time for them to be felt throughout the economy. And if you look at farm interest rates, so you have your operating loans, your intermediate loans, and your farmland loans, by the fourth quarter of 2021, we're at around 4%. By the fourth quarter of 2022, we shot up to 8%. And the fourth quarter of last year, we got up to 8.5%. And this is according to ag surveys that get put up by some of the the Federal Reserve banks across the country. So what does that mean? Well, it just means that we're going to be seeing higher interest expense being incurred by farmers. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on profitability, and it's also going to increase operating expenses as well. So that's the major concern about it. Now, what happened yesterday was Jerome Powell, who is the Federal Reserve Bank Chair, he spoke about where the Fed thinks interest rate policy is going to be moving on over the next few months. And what they believe is that we may expect a few rate cuts, and we're looking at about 2 to 3 rate cuts. So right now, we are at a interest rate level. This is called the federal funds rate, and we're at around 5.25 to 5.5%. And the expectation is by the end of the year, we're going to go down to maybe 4.7%. Do you have any questions before I go on? I know I've said a lot.
No, I'm just listening right now, taking my notes.
Okay, that's okay. So, and please feel free to interject as well. So why is this important? Well, the reason why it's actually important is reading what the Federal Reserve has said, they don't expect a recession to happen this year. And what's interesting is that if you look at unemployment, we have been slowly picking up. Last year, we're hovering around 3.4, 3.5%, and right now, we're at 3.9%. Why is that an issue? Well, it looks as if unemployment obviously is slowly increasing, so it means that labor may be softening as well. But we're moving into the summer, and typically, employment picks up over the summer as well. So maybe it won't be much of an issue. The other thing that we look at is inflation, right? And so I'm sure you noticed last week when the CPI numbers came out, inflation came in at 3.2%. And the reason why that kind of made people get a little, not alarmed, but they paid a lot more attention to it, is that leading up into December, we were seeing inflation fall. And we're thinking that, well, the Fed is probably getting closer to its 2% target. But there's two inflation measures that we look at. One is the CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index, and the other one is the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index. And the latter is what the Fed focuses on. Now, although the CPI numbers look as if inflation's being stubborn and hovering around 3%, if you look at the PCE, this is the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, it's actually been trending down. So I think right now we're probably at around 2 point. Let me just double check those numbers for you. We are closer to, let's see, we are at 2.4% as of January compared to a year ago. And the next number is going to be coming out on March 29. So I would say put March 29 on your calendar, because if we are at 2.4 or slightly lower, then it's more likely that interest rates will be cut by the summer. And depending on how the economy is performing and other issues that may also impact the economy, we will see to the extent that the Federal Reserve will cut those rates.
So looking at what we've been seeing with the rates and everything, how does that affect our farmers and agriculture?
Well, what it means really is that because these rates are still high, it's going to put a lot more pressure on the operating expenses. So the Federal Reserve Bank also does this Ag Outlook survey, and what they did say is that over the next 18 months, about half of farmland loans are going to have to be refinanced. Now, if you're a farmer and you borrowed farmland loans before 2022, and back then, prior to that March 2022 interest rate hike, rates were fairly low. Now, if you're going to have to refinance those loans, the implication is going to be that you're going to be facing a much higher interest rate. And you can imagine farmland loans are much larger. So that means the interest expense people are going to have to pay on a farmland loan is going to be much higher. And that's potentially going to be putting a lot of pressure on farmland operations.
And one of the things that you looked at, according to this PharmaDoc article that I have pulled up, is the difference between these interest rates with the different types of farms. I know you saw a lot of similarities in some aspects of this, but like, what did you see when you were really diving into this?
Okay, so the thing about that particular data that we use, so that is coming from the Agricultural Resource Management Survey. So that gets sent out in January and February. So it's looking at the top five largest loans that a farm has. And what we did see is that they are, depending on the type of operation, so looking at, let's just say, intermediate loans versus rural residential loans, those are fairly similar for short-term loans. But then for longer-term loans, we also saw that they were slightly higher as well. But again, the thing about that is we have to be careful about making strong takeaways from that. It's simply because we cannot determine the quality of those borrowers. We don't even know the nature of the operations as well. So it's actually a little bit better to focus more so on the overall picture. And the overall picture, what it's really saying is that, especially for 2023 and moving 2024, rates are much higher. I'm sure when you saw the article, you also saw that we're at the range of 5%, 6%. We're now at a rate of 8 to 8.5%. So it's now much, much larger.
So how can we navigate these rising interest rates?
I think managing expenses is going to be very, very important. I think looking at commodity prices and the outlook for commodity prices, it looks like they may be low. Input costs as well probably might be flat or might increase a little bit. And obviously, with this interest rate environment, it also means, again, more pressure, especially on the operating expense side. So really, cost management is going to be a really important thing to watch out for. The good thing is, looking at the liquidity levels that farmers had in 2022, they were fairly, fairly high. And so we're expecting that in 2023, that liquidity would have cushioned a lot of the additional operating expenses that farmers would have had to incur. Expectation is, especially when our FBFM data gets released, expectation is that probably liquidity is going to decrease by quite a bit simply because those operating expenses rose so much. Moving into 2024, we're also thinking too that again, liquidity is going to become very, very important, especially throughout the course of this year, because commodity prices may not be favorable for farmers. So just to reiterate, just managing costs is going to be really, really important in 2024.
Is there anything else? I know there's so many things that we could talk about in this realm, but for I don't want to say like anything else because I know you could probably go on all day about interest rates. But I think what's the biggest takeaway we want to take away from this conversation today?
I think the biggest takeaway is that it's going to be the big elephant in the room is really going to be the interest expense we'll be paying on farmland loans. I think over the next 18 months, again, depending on how the economy plays out, that is, the Fed continues to talk about a soft landing. That is, they will be able to get inflation under control, get us back to 2%, and we won't see much unemployment or a recession. In that event, things won't be too bad, but interest rates will necessarily go all the way down to zero. If we're looking at an interest rate environment of 4.1 to 4.7%. This is still a high interest rate environment. And thinking about those farmland loans over the next 18 months, it's still going to mean higher interest expenses being paid. Again, thinking about what the Fed has said is that over the next 18 months, half of farmland loans are going to have to be refinanced. That's the biggest takeaway in my mind.
And we'll be in contact probably in the future as well. You've got a lot of information in your brain.
Yeah, of course. And I think we'll be releasing another one on liquidity tomorrow. So you can take a look at our FarmDoc page probably by tomorrow morning, 8, 9 o'clock. What we're looking at now is liquidity trends, looking at current ratio, looking at different sizes of farms, and just trying to see which type of farms have enough liquidity on hand to wither away, let's just say, paying higher costs on a particular item. So it looks as if, I'll just give you a little preview, it looks as if that large farms, so farms that have over $1 million of gross farm returns, they are less liquid than smaller farms. And we found that analysis to be fairly interesting, so look out for that tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a great day and have a great weekend.
You as well. Again, that is Gerald Meshange. He is with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics for the University of Illinois, talking all about interest rates and agriculture on AM 1330, FM 95.7 WREM.